AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. Former Vice President Joe Biden, likely Democratic Party presidential nominee, tells a black radio host that if, quote, you've got a problem figuring out whether you're for me or for Trump, then you ain't black. Biden was being interviewed by Charlemagne Tha God, who was questioning him about reports he's considering Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar as a possible running mate. The host telling Biden black voters saved your political life in the primaries and have things they want from you. President Trump is pushing hard for people to return to work and spend money. AP Sagar Mergani reports a majority of those questioned in the latest AP poll are reluctant to get back out in public.
Yesterday, the president said Americans are itching for normalcy.
The people want to get out.
But an AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds many do not. Just 42% who regularly went to concerts, movies, theaters, or sporting events before the outbreak say they'd return soon if allowed. Only about half would be comfortable in restaurants and gyms. That could complicate the economic recovery. Anything less than a total rebound in consumer spending would force many companies to permanently close. The survey shows about half of Americans have lost household income in some form. Among those suffering layoffs, the majority think they'll get their jobs back. But the share of those who think they won't is up 10% the past month. Sagar Mergani, Washington.
The Las Vegas casino is getting ready to reopen. Some of the changes: free parking but no valet service, bartenders, blackjack dealers, and waiters wearing masks, hand sanitizer everywhere. The dice will roll, the cards will be dealt, and slot machines will beckon, but the poker rooms, they'll remain closed. Not every resort will be open. Nightclubs, day clubs, and large venues will remain closed. Seesaw day on Wall Street. The Dow has dropped 94 points in early afternoon trading. This is AP News. The Georgia man whose cell phone video of Ahmaud Arbery's fatal shooting helped it reignite the case has been charged with murder. Cobb County District Attorney Joyette Holmes, who has been named the special prosecutor in the case, says prosecutors and investigators are determined to find justice.
We are going to make sure that we find justice in this case. We know that we have a broken family and a broken community down in Brunswick.
William Bryan is the third white man arrested more than 2 months after Aubrey's death in Georgia. Full House star Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Mossimo Giannulli, pleaded guilty today to paying $500,000 to get their two daughters into the University of Southern California. The judge in the case hasn't decided yet whether he will accept their plea deal with the federal prosecutors. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.